WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A majority of Bryan school board members are interested in one parent's request to change the criteria for academic awards for graduating high school seniors.
Lisa Hubacek is a parent of a Bryan High senior. She says her daughter doesn't currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she is not in the top 2% of her class, while a Rutter senior with a lower grade point average is in line to get that honor.
I find this to be blatantly unfair because by definition, summa cum laude is the highest honor that the educational institution can bestow.
Hubacek wants the board to temporarily use the lowest GPA of a Rutter High graduate as the benchmark for all graduates in Bryan ISD.
Now, this is going to create a lot more summa cum laude graduates at Bryan High and a whole lot more at collegiate for this interim period of time. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I would suggest that for the incoming freshmen, you adopt a new policy that's based on GPA strictly.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Spring enrollment at Blinn College is down less than 1% from record numbers a year ago. At the Bryan campus, headcount is down nearly 8%, or nearly 900. That is nearly offset by gains in the number of dual credit students, those taking online classes, and students at the Health Science Center. Headcount is also up in Brenham and Schulenburg and down in Sealy. The number of contact hours, which is how the state determines funding, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. A group of state lawmakers have presented data that claims property taxes are growing nearly 3 times as fast as residents' ability to pay them. The Dallas Morning News reports the data defends proposed state legislation that would cap how much local governing bodies can increase taxes and would allow voters to roll back those increases. That was among the subjects brought up during College Station Mayor Carl Mooney's last visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Well, you start taking money away from the cities, and how do we operate? Yeah, everybody would like to pay less in taxes, but the reality is we need fire, we need police, we need roads, we need water and electric and wastewater. The list goes on and on and on.
The Morning News also reported analyzing other economic data, which indicated the difference between property owner paychecks and their tax bills is not nearly as wide as the information presented by supporters of the legislation. And a Bryan man is in jail for hanging two of his 3 pit bulls last month. A neighbor of 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins reported what he saw to police. According to the arrest report, Hawkins used a brown rope to hang and kill Sonny and a blue rope to hang and torture Rocky. The neighbor told police he was able to free Rocky, who ran away. Officers were given information that they believed the dogs were hanged because Hawkins was angry at his mother for protecting his girlfriend, who Hawkins was upset with. Hawkins remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. WTAW News Time is 8 past 8, and it's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
All right, it's a week from today. Valentine's Day is a week from today. David Gardner's has got what you're looking for. I'm sure of it. Just stop in there. Say, look, this is what she likes. They'll take you to that area. Or you kind of think you know, they'll take you to that area. Or if you have no idea, then you'll be looking in a larger area. There are more selections for you to choose from. David Gardner's really redoing the store. It's a new look, and it's also, there are more and more DG-related items there for you to see, creations that David and his staff have made over the years, as a matter of fact, because he's been doing this for 30-plus years. So there's a lot to choose from. And, of course, he has David Yurman, and there's always Rolex that's available, too. So you've got some things that you know already when you go in. First, the DG quality that you have. David Yurman, which maybe she's had for years or you've been buying for a long time. And, of course, you can't go wrong with Rolex. So lots of places for you to start. Just make sure you do start when you go to David Gardner's. They're located at 911 University Drive. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60. With a few scattered clouds, we stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well, mostly sunny. Temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so it'll be a little while. We'll be up to 83, 84, something like that. So we were talking a little while ago about how we didn't play music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to do that, and so we played the baby song. By the way, did the text blow up? Did people want copies of that?
There were actually a couple of people who said some stuff. Someone said, we found our new elliptical workout song.
Ah, well, okay. I guess that could work. I was wondering if we needed to post that file so that people could download it and play it for their child.
No one really requested it, no. No.
Okay. Well, should we play it every day for a week and see if people decide they like it?
It'll
they could
catch
warm
on.
To it. They could warm to it. Yeah, we'll see. We could always bring it back up. Of course, we could play the taco song anytime.
Yeah. I like that idea.
So the length of the average doctor's appointment has gotten shorter and shorter. But if you want to get more FaceTime with the doc, understand that physicians spend more time with their patients when the clinic is actually running on schedule. However, when a patient's late, that does throw the system off. As a result, everyone with an appointment scheduled after that gets his or her time cut because mm-hmm. they got to chop off little bits to take care of that person who is behind. So the advice is to get to your doctor's appointment early, before the appointment time. In a study, those who did got nearly 10 more minutes with their doctor than those who were late for the appointment.
Wow.
It's also a good idea to schedule your appointment early in the day. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Because right, once they get behind, yep.
going to take them all day to get back together with where they're supposed to be. So there you are, just some little things that'll help you out. 57-year-old guy from Mississippi had to travel across country to California in order to get 130-pound growth removed from his gut. Roger Logan originally told that it wasn't a growth, he was just
fat.
But that's not true. They discovered a tumor that was the result of an ingrown hair. What does that mean? What does that mean? Which had probably started growing about 12 years ago.
Poor
had the surgery
guy.
Last week. Took his first steps in years last Thursday.
Oh.
Okay, and it was in his gut. Just saying. 130-pound growth from an ingrown hair.
No.
I know. It's weird.
That sounds so painful. How did he not feel the pain?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Well, I think he knew he had it. He just didn't know what caused it. And, yeah, what? Oh, it's finally 130 pounds. I'll take it out.
Now I'll get it operated on.
When it was 50 pounds, it wasn't that big a bother.
And the doctors were like, no, you're just fat.
I know.
Fat causes pain.
What? Okay. How about this? A black market salad. Black market salad. Police in England arrested a guy named Paul Hayes, who's 19, for selling vegetables to people in Brighton. Prices have skyrocketed on veggies because of a poor crop this year. And there are several vegans in the area that have been trying to find alternative sources to feed their need for greens. An underground market for veggies. Mike Wilcox, the Sussex Police, says, this is becoming a big problem now. We believe a large amount of salad has been smuggled into the country from South America. The problem is the stuff is not normal salad, and it's super strength stuff that has been grown specifically to give vulnerable salad lovers the hook that they need.
What?
What is he talking about?
What?
The hook that they need. It sounds like they're drug
That's
addicts.
That's it. They're hooked on this stuff, I guess. We advise anyone who is offered any sort of veg, that's what they call it, to decline and contact the police immediately.
Wow.
That's a very strange story.
Yes, it is. It seems very highly escalatable.
Well, again, maybe not having veggies is a problem there. Not exactly sure. Okay, well, we'll see.
Illegal salad.
So talk about this. I don't know if y'all saw the video or not. A brilliant bright green meteor blazed through the sky just north of Milwaukee.
I did hear about this.
I didn't.
Early yesterday morning. And very likely sprinkled space rocks in Lake Michigan.
Space rocks.
That's kind of fun. And the falling space rock likely burned up in the sky about 10 to 20 miles north of Milwaukee, or about 100 miles north of Chicago, according to the American Meteorological Society. More than 220 people filed a report with the meteorological folks, claiming that they had seen a fireball about 1:25 in the morning Central Time. Live Science says most of the eyewitness reports came from people in and around Chicago and Milwaukee, but there were reports of witnesses in Michigan and Indiana and as far away as Kentucky.
So we were warned about the one that was like a million miles away.
Yeah.
But this one was like 25 feet from Milwaukee.
Snuck by.
Caught us off guard.
Snuck by. Yeah. That's right. Mm. The various videos of the event reveal that the meteor was exceptionally bright, which means it qualifies as a fireball.
Ooh.
Oh, neat.
Fireball.
Yes, the meteor has created it did create a sonic boom. Which occurs when an object moves faster than the speed of sound. Right.
Wow.
Cameras in the region indicate the meteor was 62 miles above West Bend, Wisconsin, and moved northeast at about 38,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
NASA, for their part, says the meteor appears to have broken up into smaller pieces about 21 miles north of above Lake Michigan and 9 miles west of the town of Newton. So
I gotta find a video of this.
I know it's. I guess
it's out there.
There are plenty of them out there. So 1 in 4 high school teens who have used e-cigarettes have also tried a potentially dangerous new vaping method called dripping.
I heard about this too.
Dripping involves dropping e-cigarette liquid directly onto the hot coils of the device to produce a thicker, more flavorful smoke. Clearly.
That's just dumb.
Somebody with a lot of time. Well, so what is it? So it's got a coil that heats. Is that right? You're putting something in your mouth that's warming.
Yes. Well, what it is there is a a little device that's often called a coil or an atomizer.
All right.
And it's got a little piece of cotton stuffed in there, basically. And it's pretty ingenious little piece of machinery. But it allows for your air to pass through it. And as your air passes through it, it activates the heating mechanism, the coil inside.
Okay.
And the cotton ball that is soaked with the liquid, containing liquid, it ends up vaporizing, and that's how you get the smoke like substance.
Okay.
When you
what they're saying is they open it up and they put this directly on the coil.
On the coil.
They get rid of the cotton thing and go right on the coil.
I don't understand why you would need to.
Through this dripping technique, users may be exposed to higher levels of nicotine and toxins like formaldehyde and other things that might be in that stuff.
Is it formaldehyde in pigs?
Yeah.
Like you dissect in science class?
Yeah, that's the same stuff.
That's the stuff? Okay,
yeah,
except just curious.
Putting up dead bodies.
Yeah, except this hasn't been in...
In pigs.
In there with a pig or anything like that. Anyhow, USA Today said 64% of the surveyed teens said that they had dripped for thicker smoke. 39% say it's for better flavor. 28% for the stronger throat hit or sensation.
I just don't.
So now the cotton, do you replace the cotton or do you have to go buy a new one of these units, or how does that work?
There's all kinds of different ways. I mean, there are rebuildable coils that you can have where you can do it yourself, or you can just buy little coils that you screw into your device.
So now, what is a coil? What's the average price of the device itself?
The device itself?
Yeah.
Well, they range from $20 to $120.
Okay, yeah. All right. And the reason is based on what, the size of the coil or the ability of the coil to do its job?
Ability to produce the vapor. And things like that.
So does a $120 vape apparatus last five times or six times as long as a $20 one?
I think that's the idea. I think that's the
whole. But in reality?
It's better, and I think the idea is that it's better, it works better, and it's supposed to last longer and be just overall better. I don't know about the reality of it.
Okay.
But, all right.
Anyway, that's just... That's what kids do when they've got time. They just have time to do that
kind
of stuff.
It's a weird thing to do.
All right, this is odd. I didn't know that we would have to worry about this. Your pet's medication needs to be secured, just like pills for humans. New study in pediatrics found that many households don't safeguard pets' medicines, which can unintentionally end up in the hands and the mouths of young children. CNN says the Central Ohio Poison Center received more than 1,400 calls about children exposed to veterinary medications between 1993 and 2013. Well, that's 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, more than 87% of the calls were about children younger than five. Why would you leave them where
everyone
could get to them?
You know? I don't know. I won't have heartworm.
That's right. Good. You got that going for you.
All right.
I just... Okay.
Yeah, it's you don't leave cleaners out. You don't leave Tide Pods.
Didn't know we had to.
I guess with that information,
animal medicine.
Are they just expecting like to say, okay, so parents be aware if you have a pet, don't leave their medicine out because kids will eat it. Is that what the point of this study is?
Yeah, I presume that's what it is.
Because it's the parents' fault. It's not the kids.
I thought we probably knew that already, but I'm not sure. You know, once again. Got to have a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
Yeah.
Whatever that happens to be worth. Yeah. So, there is no way that this guy is not going to get beat up in jail. Off-duty police officer Ben Perkins was out and about with his friends at a pub crawl, and they were all dressed as giraffes, like you would
okay.
for the pub crawl. Anyway.
Maybe it was a safari theme, okay?
Yeah.
Scott.
That could be. Yeah. He saw. But why did they all choose giraffes? I'm just saying. Anyway, he saw a shoplifter run out of the TJ Maxx, and he ran after him, as did all his friends. They followed him and caught the man. So, basically, the burglar is foiled by a bunch of pub-crawling giraffes.
Gaggle of giraffes.
Do you know, do we remember what a herd of giraffes is called?
No, I don't. What was it?
A tower.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's why you listen.
Man, I never thought we would have had to repeat that information. That's fantastic.
It is.
Coded in your brain, too. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Well done.
There. Yeah. See, and what's the important stuff you forgot, right?
Exactly. I know.
So this guy gets to jail, and they go, well, how did you get caught? Well, it was a tower of giraffes, and they were doing a pub crawling. They got there.
A tower of drunk giraffes.
Perfect.
They all went as giraffes because it was one of those things where, you know, they were like, oh, safari pub crawl, let's dress up. And then they all met at the same apartment. We're like, wait, I was going as giraffes. You got a dress.
You have social media. There must have been some selfies that went out ahead of time. But anyway. All right. So this is a little creepy. A woman in Coles Hill, England, went outside to her parked car at a shopping center only to find the exact same car parked next to hers. Well, a simple check of the license plate should be enough to figure out which car is hers, except the plates were exactly the same.
Whoa.
Police arrived. They determined the other car was stolen and using plates that were copied. What are the chances of that happening?
Okay, and if you're the criminal who stole the car, why would you park right next to the same car?
And think it was full of items related
probably
to
not
several
very
burglaries?
Aware.
Well, yeah, I guess not. lots of items from burglaries around the area.
They did it to take a selfie, you know? They're like, this is going to be so funny.
Look at that. That'll be amazing. Anyway, they haven't found him yet, but nonetheless.
What do you mean they haven't found him?
They haven't found him. They found the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, found him. But since the car is stolen, I guess they couldn't find it.
Okay.
I had a dead fish story, an old dead fish story.
Yeah.
No. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay,
it's good
all
thing.
Right.
It's a Wayne's World story? Yes, the Wayne's World. Remember they had the 25th anniversary of the Wayne's World thing. Okay.
We got to get going.
No. Stick around. Hang out with us.
Oh, no, that's just a clip. I'm sorry. I thought that was going to be an actual something from there. No, the oldest fish in captivity died. All right, I'll find that in the next break. In the meantime, I thought I had it right there, but you know, it's always the last place you look.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. They have found what appears to be a space capsule in the desert. Here we go.
and artist driving by an old cement mixer, a mixer that's been in the sand alongside the interstate for more than 30 years, thought, that looks a lot like a space capsule. So he got permission from the owner, painted it, attached a huge parachute, and waited for reactions. State Trooper Cameron Lee says it didn't take long for the 911 calls to come in.
We sent some folks out just to double check the area and make sure that it wasn't indeed a piece of aircraft or a piece from space that it was described to us in the 911 calls.
The artist Jack Millard says he just gets these impulses to create art, confusion, and attention. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
So a cement truck that's left out in the desert for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the desert, where things go to die.
I know, that's right. It's like that, the cars, right?
Yeah.
The car hinge, which is up there near Amarillo or someplace like that, where the cars have, but you've seen that, right?
Uh-huh.
Cars have been buried in there.
Oh. Like halfway coming out,
yeah,
like Stonehenge.
We stopped and did that. We walked through there.
Oh, is that fun?
Yeah, you know, because people, what they do is they clean it every once in a while. They paint it, and then, of course, over time, then people clean it so you can come back and repaint it again.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's different. If you happen to be in that area.
Gotcha. Not something you would drive to Amarillo per se.
Tell me why I would drive to Amarillo.
It's
right,
a great
exactly.
Point.
Here we go. Here's the old fish.
Officials and visitors to Chicago's Shedd Aquarium had grown very fond of their granddad. He was a very special, very old fish, an Australian lungfish who grew to be 4 feet long and weighed 25 pounds.
Wow.
He'd been part of the scene since first coming to them from the Sydney Aquarium in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Franklin D. Roosevelt had just begun his first term when Granddad came to the U.S. in 1933. That's more than 80 years ago.
What?
And he was 10 years old at the time. But all good things must come to an end. The folks at the Shedd Aquarium said their finned friend was suffering from a rapid decline in the quality of life.
Well, yeah.
Old Granddad was euthanized Sunday. Now it's safe to say he sleeps with the fishes. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Cute story. Cute story. So at least 90 years old.
Yeah, at least 90 years old.
Wonder
if he was a member of CAARP.
Yeah.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
A hot spot for new drugs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The Ruth Mullins coal mine fire in Kentucky has burned underground for nearly a decade. On the smoldering ground above, University of Kentucky researcher John Thorson and his colleagues hunt for microbes. In the journal Nature Chemical Biology, they report discovering a novel bacterium that's helped them produce a more powerful version of the antibiotic daptomycin. Thorson says drug compounds are difficult to design from scratch.
So if you can instead manipulate the natural machinery that generates these molecules, it may provide a really rapid way to do medicinal chemistry.
He says extreme environments force organisms to evolve unusual biochemistry to survive. So it's in the places that are most hostile to life that bioprospectors like Thorson search for the keys to life-saving drugs. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A group of employment indicators grew slightly in January, suggesting employers will continue to add jobs through the year. The Conference Board says its Employment Trends Index edged up last month and is up 2.4% from a year ago. The index is an aggregate of 8 indicators, including jobless claims, job openings data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and industrial production figures from the Fed. The board's chief economist says the index suggests job growth would remain solid and maybe accelerate in early 2017. Airbnb is following up its Super Bowl ad, calling for acceptance with a campaign to provide short-term housing over the next 5 years for 100,000 people in need. An announcement on the rental services website says it plans to start with refugees, disaster survivors, and relief workers, but wants to accommodate many more types of displaced people over time. Crude oil down 19 cents at $52.82 cents a barrel on Wall Street futures are higher. That's your money now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police say a local man hanged two of his three pit bulls because he was upset with his girlfriend. 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins, who was arrested for animal cruelty, is in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. According to the arrest report, a neighbor reported releasing a chocolate and white pit bull named Rocky, who was hanged with a blue rope on the driver's side of Hawkins' SUV. After freeing Rocky, the neighbor reported finding Sunny, a tan and white pit bull, who had died after it was hanged with a brown rope on the passenger side of the vehicle. More of this year's graduates at Bryan's three high schools could be getting academic honors.
That follows the request of one parent at yesterday's school board workshop. Lisa Hubacek says her daughter, who attends Bryan High, does not currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she's not in the highest 2% in her class. Hubacek says her daughter has a higher grade point average than the student at Rudder, who is in the top 2% of her class.
You have an environment of highly, highly academic kids at Bryan High, and it is much more difficult for students at Bryan High to get into the top 2% because of that.
Hubacek called on the board to temporarily give what's been for 5 years the honor for top 2% students to all high school graduates who are at or above the minimum GPA at Rudder. Her permanent solution is to set a minimum GPA.
If you have a GPA where you say, 4.5, that's it. You get that, you got summa cum laude. Then it's not arbitrary. It's not a random break. It's not dependent on class size, and it's more within the student's control.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The number of Blinn College students on the Bryan campus this semester is down by nearly 900 from this time last year. Most of that loss was made up by an increase of 280 students taking online classes, 250 more dual credit students, 137 more at the Health Science Center, and 86 more students in Brenham. Overall, Blinn's headcount this spring is down 85 from last year's record. The number of contact hours students are taking, which is how state funding is determined, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. State lawmakers supporting a cap on how much local governing bodies can raise property taxes have released new data in support of their cause. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs asks those legislators how cities are expected to pay for current and future public safety and infrastructure needs.
Particularly in a growing city where we have to take care of the existing city and address the needs of our new areas. I've spent some time over the last couple weeks and particularly meeting with developers and trying to get some type of a collaborative going on between folks, and rather than folks just sitting in separate rooms going like, well, these folks aren't doing this and these folks, well, come on, let's put our resources together and find out how we can best get this thing resolved.
The Dallas Morning News reported Senator Paul Bettencourt presented data that shows city tax collections grew by 82%, while median household income rose by 29%. The Morning News also cited other economic data that indicated the difference was not as wide as the data presented by Bettencourt. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
8:35, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60 with a few scattered clouds. We stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well, mostly sunny, temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:35, let's head over to Austin for our weekly visit with District 5 State Senator Charles Swertner. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Let's talk first about, we talked on the morning of the State of the State address that, of course, went on. I'd like to get your thoughts on what the governor said and what was resonating most with you.
Well, you know, it was, I think, an inspiring speech and spoke to the priorities that he has and his vision for the state of Texas. He laid out four emergency items, and one of which I'm very proud to see is the CPS system and foster care system reform, and we've already moved on that. We had a committee hearing this last week, but other bills include ethics reform and sanctuary cities, and so those are bills that actually be heard on the floor today.
That was the next question I wanted to ask you. Let's talk first of all about the sanctuary cities. Because it's a bit of a sticking point right there in Austin. It doesn't go any farther than Travis County where there's a problem because the governor has decided not to fund portions of dollars that are going to go to Travis County. How do we square up on this?
Well, you know, the bottom line is this is about the rule of law and making sure that law enforcement agencies, sheriff's departments, municipalities, when there's a ICE detainer request, which is an immigration detainer request for an individual that's being held in the jail, that they honor it. And instead of choosing to release individuals that are a danger of the society and the community. In addition, there are certain police departments, sheriff's departments, that are trying to put in place certain provisions that would prevent an individual, a police officer, from inquiring about immigration status if that person has been lawfully detained. That goes against federal law. And so we have kind of a arbitrary interpretation, an arbitrary provision of what a law enforcement individual can do, and I just don't think that's right. I think law enforcement individuals should be able and empowered to uphold the law, and that's the bottom line. And so I look forward to passing that bill off the Senate floor today.
But the Travis County Sheriff basically has said she's not going to do that. So we're going to end up on the courthouse steps with this?
Well, there's some enforcement provisions if she continues to try to put in place certain departmental regulations that prevent her sheriff deputies from complying with federal law and complying also from a department standpoint from ICE detainer requests for individuals that she has in custody.
Charles Swertner, the state senator for District 5, joins us this morning. Like anything else, there are going to be amendments to this, and so the bill that we think about now and what actually ends up being your proverbial Christmas tree with those amendments on there, one of them includes removing university police departments from the requirements. What are your feelings about that?
I don't think they should be removed. I think university police departments also should uphold the law when it comes to federal immigration laws and request to hold an individual that needs to be evaluated from an ICE detainer standpoint.
The other bill that the lieutenant governor seems to be driving is, to shorten it up, just the bathroom bill. He continues to believe that this is something that's important. He said yesterday that reports that there would be a negative and widespread financial impact on the state of Texas, a la North Carolina, if they passed it. What are your thoughts on that bill?
Well, this is about just common sense. You know, I think people of Texas and certainly the people of Senate District 5 don't want their sons and daughters to share dressing rooms and share locker rooms. They understand there's a need for privacy and absolutely demand it. And so this bill is really meant to put an end to a controversy that was started by the Obama administration when the Obama administration through the Department of Education came down with a directive that told school districts that to maintain Title IX funding, that they would have to view individuals based upon that individual's internal sense of gender, not the gender as delineated on their birth certificate. And so that opened up a whole firestorm of how school districts were going to respond to this issue, what it did regarding not just bathrooms, but dressing rooms and locker rooms. And so this bill was in direct retort to that that action by the Obama administration. And I do think we need a statewide approach that that lays down what we expect from a privacy standpoint in our schools, in our public entities, and in public buildings.
What would you say to those people who will say, Senator, we see what organizations like the NCAA have done to the state of North Carolina because of this, and there's a very real financial impact there. What do you say to people who are concerned about that?
I think that's a red herring. I don't believe that the economic effects of this type of bill, that's, again, a common sense approach to an overreaching federal regulatory scheme, you know, is going to be viewed negatively at all. I'm actually surprised that we're having to act on this, to be quite frank, that we need to be able, that we need to, as a legislature, stand up for families, for privacy, for the common sense approach of having separation of showers and dressing rooms and restrooms for our young men and women that are in public schools.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. Back to the State of the State address, the governor, one of the things he said, really fast action needed to be taken to ease the burden of rising property taxes. Senator Betancourt came out with some numbers. Dallas Morning News answered and said, no, the financial impact is not that great. But where are we on the property tax changes out of Austin?
Well, the bill has, I believe, has been filed. It hasn't been heard yet. So the concern, obviously, is rising property taxes and how they're taxing individuals out of their homes. You have a number of different taxing entities that you pay tax to, school districts, counties, cities, MUDs and SUDs, and hospital districts. So when you add up all those taxing entities and then you look at, you know, how much your appraisal goes up every year, it can be very onerous to families that are trying to make it in life. And so I think it's right that the legislature looks at the overall tax burden of Texas property owners and looks at how fast taxing entities can raise their tax rate, and also looks at how our appraisal system is and whether or not we need reforms to make it more fair and consistent across the state.
Certainly, as we mentioned before, Senator Betancourt used to be the tax assessor collector in Harris County, so he understands this system. But I have mayors in my studio, I'm sure you've heard from elected officials on the county and city level, saying, you know, we have expenses that have to be met. We have infrastructure that has to be replaced, and there are many, many fast-growing cities in your district.
There are, and, you know, Texas is a fast-growing state, so, but we're under three different constitutional limits that limit our ability to raise revenue as well. So, you know, I think it's appropriate for any elected official to take into consideration the tax burden that is borne by the constituents for which they serve, and make sure that whatever they're funding is not just a nice thing to fund, but actually a priority of whatever entity that is, whether it's a municipality or county or, in my case, the state. You know, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to realize that we can't just keep raising property taxes to fund various things that might not be core responsibilities and core priorities of whatever entity that is taxing.
Finally, to kind of pull back and look at a big picture for the state of Texas. Years and years ago, rural Texas was Democrat. The cities were Republican. That seems to have flip-flopped now. Even within your district, tell me how you feel the electorate has shifted or changed, just in your terms.
Well, obviously, Senate District 5 is a very Republican district,
right?
From a voting standpoint. I think people in Texas and in District 5 believe in the foundational principles of our country, and that includes faith and family and freedoms and constitutional basis of our ruling system and respect for the law and upholding of the rule of law. I believe Obama administration and my colleagues on the other side have kind of veered away from that into tangential things, and I think the Trump election is a direct retort to that.
I guess
we're not wanting to get we don't want to go down that path of social democracy and what we're seeing in Europe. We are different here in the United States, and our beliefs and our foundational principles are to be respected and to be upheld. And I think you see that most acutely in Texas.
Well, I think, of course, Austin has been a Democrat stronghold for a long time, but Dallas is now a Democrat stronghold, and San Antonio is. And so how is that legislatively going to change us as the urban areas want to push their will, which may be very different from what the rural people want?
Well, there's always tension in the legislature between urban versus rural and Republican versus Democrat. And, right now we have a very strong majority in both chambers regarding Republican versus Democrat. And I think the concerns of rural Texas will always be understood. I think there's a historical precedence to respect rural Texas, even though 80% of Texas's population lives within the triangle, Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Houston. I think we all come together, and from my experience working with other colleagues, those both on my side of the aisle as well as Democrats, I think we all come together and find a way forward for Texas, which is in contrast to Congress, which is much more partisan and divided.
Finally today, we've talked about the bills that you'll hear today, but either in your committees or elsewhere on the floor in the Senate this week, what can we look forward to?
Well, I look forward to getting the CPS bill. We heard it last week, and I'm looking forward to offering some committee substitutes and changes to it and hopefully getting it to the floor next week. The budget's being wrapped up probably Monday of next week, and then we're going to split up into work groups. So we're moving along pretty quickly on the Senate side. The House hasn't actually even decided on committees yet, so they always start a little bit slower, but they need to get moving actually so that we can get the people's work done by May 29th.
Yeah, when we talk to our reps, they're as anxious as anybody
they
else.
They are. They're kind of twiddling their thumbs a little bit right now. They don't have much to do because committees aren't meeting. So
they need their homework.
We visit with State Senator Charles Schwertner every Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning, Senator.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, sir.
Another personal privacy scandal showed up yesterday when Vizio, the TV manufacturer, agreed to pay $2.2 million for spying on its customers. But spying is not the scandal. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Vizio's the new kid on the block, only 15 years old. To help it grow for the past 3 years, Vizio has been collecting detailed data on customers' private viewing habits, linking all the data to household income, race, sex, and ages with secretly installed monitoring software on 11 million TVs. And they did it all without telling customers. Naturally, Vizio sold all the personal information to third parties. The Federal Trade Commission fined Vizio only $2.2 million. That's $5 for each TV. For its part, Vizio says it's pleased to pay the $5 fine. I bet they are. Thanks a bunch, FTC. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not going to believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to the radio, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward. His name is Senor Bendito.
Wait, you got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months, or qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 36 months, with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2/28/17.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. 8 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio. They're your award-winning local, Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Did you hear the Kim Komando report?
I did not. I was doing other things. Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Okay.
Another personal privacy scandal showed up yesterday when Vizio, the TV manufacturer, agreed to pay $2.2 million for spying on its customers. But spying is not the scandal. Kim Komando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Vizio's the new kid on the block, only 15 years old. To help it grow for the past 3 years, Vizio has been collecting detailed data on customers' private viewing habits, linking all the data to household income, race, sex, and ages with secretly installed monitoring software on 11 million TVs.
Hello.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk about invasion of privacy.
I mean... And they may be the only ones who've gotten caught.
And I have a Vizio.
Well, they know what you're
watching. That's right. And again, they were glad to pay the fine, sure, for that.
The fine?
They got the information.
Yeah.
Well, they've already sold the information. That's what they did. They took that money, they took that info and they sold it to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's your television watching you.
Yeah.
While you're watching it.
While you're watching it, yeah. Oh, man.
That's so creepy.
It's really bothersome. And
it is.
Now we like it from the standpoint of, we've talked about, no matter what you're doing, there's probably a camera that could be watching you. Certainly if you're on a public street or some situation like that, that's good because that makes us
secure.
Feel more secure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when your television is watching
in
you
your home
and tracking you, so that they can sell that to people who want to
sell you
stuff. Okay.
Not okay.
Man.
It's really not.
I'm just going to like move to the mountains.
And I wonder, a lot of people use things.
Live in a hole.
The thing is, if you had your Vizio TV with you, it wouldn't matter. It'd still be collecting that information.
Yes, of course.
You know.
Of course. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of people use things like cable services and things like that. So how is the TV able to pick up what they're watching through their cable box?
Well, that I don't know. I have no idea exactly what the mechanics are. Hello.
Yeah, I know the folks from Vizio have had their eyes hurt when I've run through there in my birthday suit.
Thank you, sir, but no thanks.
Indeed, yeah.
I don't think they're actually watching you.
They're just mass information, probably nothing but ones and zeros, okay? Mm-hmm. Probably just ones and zeros. But I just kind of hate the idea that they're going to be doing that.
The name of the fourth Teletubby is Law, just in case anyone missed that.
You know,
earlier.
I'm sorry we didn't even have time to get back to that.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Tinky, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Law, and Poe.
Okay. How'd that... Now, Poe, the others have some, they have a little, a little pneumatic thing going on there, but then you got like
Because you finished Poe.
Okay, all right. High school student's weird hobby has just earned him a world record. William Orell is a competitive cup stacker.
Ooh.
Okay. And he just became the first person to complete the famous 12-cup stacking sequence known as the cycle in just under 5 seconds.
Ooh.
He set the new Guinness record at a tournament in Columbus, Georgia, with a time of 4.813 seconds. Previous record of 5 seconds, so he shattered the record, was set last year by William Orell himself.
Oh, yeah. That's because no one else is stacking cups.
Hello.
I learned something unusual last night that I think you'll like. Okay. My wife and I were using the same flight searching engine, and we were getting different numbers on the cost.
Wow.
And come to find out, because of things that I had bought over Christmas that made me seem higher end, my flights were more expensive than her flights on the same engine for the same flight.
Ooh. That is interesting.
If I were to guess which one that might have been, give me a hint as to which one I should probably guess. Not the one that you were looking
for.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I got you. And it finishes with Ossity, is that right?
Yeah,
thanks.
Wow.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all either.
Okay, so what I got to do is I got to go find some college student who hadn't bought anything in forever to go in and start searching.
To get the lower
prices. I can look
prices.
For your flight.
Again. And I've been in that situation where I have looked at the flight and I have gone back a day later and it's more expensive.
Yeah.
And then I went to another computer,
You know what else? I wouldn't be surprised, how you can set travel alerts, like alert me when the price goes down or changes.
Yep.
I wonder if, it also pays attention to you making online purchases and then it sends you alerts based on your spending habits.
Well, I know I was looking for, a garbage disposal. It's not that big a deal. Okay. I'm still, and got it done. It's installed, all that stuff. I'm still getting pop-ups.
Yeah.
I'm still
so
getting
annoying.
Pop-ups from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's not something, you only buy a couple of those in your life.
What's super
creepy
is whenever somebody else on your network, just on your network, looks something up, and then you're on that network, and you're scrolling through Facebook or something, and you see an ad for that, and you've never even looked for it.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, you got a keeper there. Chelsea, you did real good coming up with that recall on the giraffe.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. Thought maybe she could help a friend of mine out. He's a zookeeper. Do you know what the plural is of a mongoose?
Let's see. I'm just looking.
He wanted to order them, so he put down two mongoose, and that didn't look right. And he tried two mongooses, and that didn't look right. Uh-huh. So he just put one mongoose, and he said, while you're at it, go ahead and send another one.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
You share your love with that special someone every day of the year. But on Valentine's Day, show that love with the perfect gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Shop Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive for the most exquisite gifts this Valentine's Day, including our exclusive Texas A&M Tag Heuer watches for him and handcrafted diamond Aggie ring guards for her. And text Aggie Tag, one word, to 55498 for a chance to win a free Aggie Tag Heuer watch or a free set of Aggie ring guards. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, the jewelry destination of Aggieland for 25 years.
Join Brian Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Brian Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
Huh. Send me another one.
Mungeese.
Mungeese? Did you check, or are you just going to go with that?
No, that was basically it. Okay. Said mungoose, or, well, like it's spelled M-U-N, mungoose, yeah. Uh-huh. Or the plural form is mongooses, uh-huh. Or rarely mongeese.
Okay, so gooses would probably, but yeah, or just send me another one.
Yeah, just send me another one.
All right. On this date in history, the last heavyweight bare knuckles fight took place. Oh, those were real men. That was in 1882.
Real men.
Yeah. And the Beatles arrived in New York in 1962. Oh, WTAW, right. College Station, Brian. We're back tomorrow.